O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With faith in God by which we live, by lasting hope that spurs on faith, and by the grace of charity, we sing the glory of the Christ. Led forth at this third hour to die, he gave himself in sacrifice, and suffered hanging on the cross, to find his sheep and lead them home. Made free by his redeeming blood, as humble servants let us pray, that he may save from worldly pride all those released from death's decree. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and seek our salvation. I have no love for half-hearted men. My love is for your law. You are my shelter, my shield. I hope in your word. Leave me, you who do evil. I will keep God's command. If you uphold me by your promise, I shall live. Let my hopes not be in vain. Sustain me and I shall be saved, and ever observe your commands. You spurn all who swerve from your statutes. Their cunning is in vain. You throw away the wicked like dross, so I love your will. I tremble before you in terror. I fear your decrees. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O God, the nations have invaded our land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven, and the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of those who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Do not hold the guilt of our fathers against us. Let your compassion hasten to meet us. We are left in the depths of distress. O God, our Savior, come to our help. Come for the sake of the glory of your name. O Lord our God, forgive us our sins. Rescue us for the sake of your name. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let us see the nations around us repaid with vengeance for the blood of your servants that was shed. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. Let your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. But we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give you thanks forever and ever. We will tell your praise from age to age. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph's flock. Shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, in abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it you drove out the nations. Before it you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and seek our salvation. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. We implore your majesty most humbly, O God, that as the feast of our salvation draws ever closer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly towards the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias.